ISIS Audio presents an unabridged recording of Glimpses of the Unknown, Lost Ghost Stories, edited by Mike Ashley and read by
John Telfer,
Julia Franklin,
Ben Onwukwe,
and David Thorpe. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by ISIS Audio. Introduction. There have been anthologies of ghost and supernatural stories for over 200 years. An anthology is a collection of stories or poems by more than one author. In that sense, Antoine Galland's translation of the Arabian Nights, Les Mille et Une Nuits, published between 1704 and 1717, may be classified as one of the earliest anthologies, though the idea of an author translating and adapting stories to fit into a cohesive volume goes back many years, and includes the Decameron of Giovanni Boccaccio, completed in 1353, and as far back as the Garland of Meleager, who lived in the Middle East in the 1st century BCE. So it certainly has an ancient tradition. The earliest modern anthology concentrating on ghost stories and strange tales was almost certainly the French compilation Phantasmagoriana, published in 1812. It was translated into English the following year as Tales of the Dead, and it was this book that Lord Byron and his friends Percy Shelley, Mary Shelley and Dr. Polidori read at the Villa Diodati near Lake Geneva in June 1816 and gave rise to the contest between them to each write a ghost story. The most memorable result was Mary's novel Frankenstein. Since then, there must have been around 3,000 such anthologies published in the English language. I recorded 2,100 when I compiled an index to them, the Supernatural Index, in 1994. Whilst few of them have been as influential as that initial Tales of the Dead, there's little doubt that there's always been a place for the ghost story anthology, bringing together some of the best and most memorable supernatural stories. However, what also became evident when I compiled my index was how often anthologists fell back on the same stories. The Signalman by Charles Dickens, The Haunted and the Haunters by Edward Bulwer Lytton, The Upper Berth by F. Marion Crawford, and The Monkey's Paw by W.W. Jacobs headed the list of the most reprinted ghost stories. If you were to bundle together a handful of reprint anthologies...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?